Our show comes to you from Tanglewood here in Lenox, Massachusetts. Nathaniel Hawthorne lived here for a time, and so we're very pleased to welcome to our show here Herman Melville, who's from up in Pittsfield. Mr. Melville, thank you for coming down into Lenox.
Yeah. Well, my pleasure indeed. A warm welcome to the Berkshires. A very good afternoon to your
thank
audience.
Thank you. So you lived for a while around here, huh?
Yes, near Pittsfield.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So and that's where you wrote
Don't say it.
Moby Dick.
Oh, huh? You said it. Oh, yeah, boy. Yeah. Biggest mistake of my life.
What?
Yeah, I hated that book.
Oh, come on.
What
it's
a bore.
It's a classic.
A classic failure. That's what it was, right. Yeah. Yeah, my wife said, write a romance. You know, women are the ones who buy books. They're not going to read some endless saga about a man in the sea. And boy, oh boy, how right she was. Uh-huh.
But you had written about whaling before.
Yes, a book called Umu.
Yeah.
But it had cannibalism and nudity in it, so it sold fairly well. Yeah, my wife said, you know, look at Nathaniel Hawthorne. His books sell.
Right.
The House of Seven Gables. The Scarlet Letter.
Right.
Write a book with a title that begins with the,
right.
You know. Like the sea and the ship.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I did not. In fact, I hated the Scarlet Letter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, for a book about adultery. Boy, he sure didn't go into much detail.
Uh-huh.
For all he said about it, it could have been an immaculate conception, you know what I'm saying here? Hawthorne knew nothing about sex.
You know, really?
He was opposed to premarital sex. I told him it's only premarital if you plan to get married.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, well, he didn't get it, but anyway. He said, you know, I don't believe in casual sex. So I said, well, wear a jacket and tie. What's wrong with you? At Hawthorne, I mean, you know. He said, I don't drink. I said, well, that's why God invented alcohol, so ugly people can have sex, too.
Well.
What is wrong with you? But he married his wife, and then he discovered a food that lowers your sex drive.
Oh, really? What's that?
Wedding cake.
Ah.
Huh? Am I right?
Yeah, of course. So your wife wanted you to write a romance, huh?
Yeah, she was after me all the time. Uh-huh. You know, if it wasn't one thing, it was another.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she wanted me to go on a diet. She figured that if I lost 5 pounds a month in a few years, she'd be rid of me completely.
Really?
What a gal.
You know, Mr. Melville, you're really a whole lot funnier than a person would think from having read Moby Dick.
Well, it's a good thing no one's read it.
Oh, well.
And please, call me Herman.
All
or
right.
Call me Ishmael. Or just call me Fadina. That
all
would
right.
be nice.
So you were not happy with Moby Dick, huh?
Well, it made no money, you know. I gave Captain Ahab a first mate called Mr. Starbucks. They named a coffee shop after that. He earned billions of dollars. And me, I didn't get beans, nothing.
Yeah. All right. What do you wish that you had done instead?
Well, I wish I'd made it funnier, really.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. So why did it take Ahab so long to catch Moby Dick?
Why?
Well, every time he saw Moby Dick, he marked the spot by painting an X on the deck of the ship.
Ah. Aha. That was a joke. That was a joke, wasn't it?
You'll drive home and you'll think, oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
What did Moby Dick say when he swam into a concrete wall?
What?
Damn. How did they circumcise Moby Dick?
How did they circumcise Moby Dick?
They sent down 4 skin divers.
Oh.
Thank you.
Herman Melville, ladies and gentlemen.
Much.